This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM. We appreciate the support for New Day with Rhett Palmer from the family of Mosquito Joe. For information, find them on the internet at melbourne@mosquitojoe.com. Roaches gone, ants gone, spiders and hornets all gone.
This is Rhett Palmer, and it's a new day, and I'm with my friend Bert Villa. I knew him years ago. I guess he's a strength training expert. He hails originally, I think, from Miami, right?
Well, actually, originally from Cuba. I was born in 1964 in Santa Clara, Cuba, and I came to Miami in 1971, one of the last Pan-American freedom flights.
Wow. Congratulations.
Are you telling me? It's like better than winning the lottery.
Yeah, so you're about 10 years my. I was born in 53, so.
I was born in 64, so I'm 11 years younger than you.
Okay, yes, good for you.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm at a studio right now. And this studio, what do you do here? It's a weight control or?
Well, actually, it's one-on-one fitness strength coaching. We strength train our clients by appointment only to get them stronger, more flexible, more enduring, to keep them overall healthy and fit, and predominantly, we cater to the older population because those are the demographics from Vero Beach.
Well, you've been very successful here, but
yeah.
The last time I met you and interviewed you years ago on my secular station, now I moved over to WCNO, and which I'm tickled, but I get to talk about my Jesus. And so I went to a funeral recently, a memorial service, and there was Bert Villa.
That's right.
And a changed man.
Born again Christian. That's right.
Now, how do you know for a fact you were born again?
Because I asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart. I accepted him as my Savior, coming down to earth, dying on the cross, being resurrected, and doing that to cover my sins. That's how I know.
Now, why did it take you? Now, you, how many years ago was this, two? Or?
No, this happened, if I'm not wrong, October 2021. So maybe 10 months ago, something like that.
Wow. Now, yes. Bert, because you were always very proud of your independence, your strength, you're always very successful.
Yeah.
You're not that you pride yourself in not being a needy individual. Have I got that right so far?
Yeah, I think you're right. And I don't think everything has changed, but some important factors of my life have definitely changed.
Okay, so did something bring you to your knees? I remember when I called out to the Lord, I was like, okay, I'm a fool to live without you. And then I surrendered my life and boof, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. What happened to Bert Villa?
Well, you're right. I had a situation with a young lady that I very much cared for. I thought that, you know, that was the greatest motivating factor with me. I wanted to have a good relationship with this young lady. And I did something that was not anything physical, but something verbal that was just uncalled for on my part, right? And I remember I said to myself, like, three strikes and you're out. I can't do this anymore. I can't do this to this young lady. It's not right. So I had been going to church with her for a month. If people would ask me, hey, are you a Christian? I'd say, you know, I can't lie to you. I'm in church. I am not a Christian. Why would I lie to somebody in a church? And then I had that situation occur with her, and I, having gone to church for a month, I said, I can't do this on my own, obviously, so I have to turn to the Lord, surrender my life, and ask him to help me with this situation I have with this young lady, having to do mainly with anger. So that was, I'm being completely honest.
Well, that's good. You've always been an honest individual. It's one thing. I mean, you honestly didn't want anybody else in charge of your life. And so I know if you come along saying it,
there's
a pretty dang good chance you, in fact, got born again.
Oh,
pretty amazing. Now, why? Now, you're from Cuba.
Right.
Now, I'm just going to be presumptive.
Yeah.
Aren't a lot of Cubans Catholic, or were you Catholic, or?
Maybe, you know, when you're 5 years old, you really don't have cognition. You're baptized and stuff like that. But I went to a Baptist Fundamentalist Junior High School, and supposedly back then I was also born again, but you're 13 years old. How much do you know? But you know, as I left the private school, went to public school, went to college, and I took a philosophy course, I got introduced into secular philosophy or objectivism. I don't know if you remember you and I talking about it, having to do with Ayn Rand, which has a lot of good points, but is missing the emotional factor, what Christianity really highlights and emphasizes.
Okay, so what happens? You call upon Jesus. What exactly happened? Were you filled with the Holy Spirit? Did you sense a peace? Did you know there was a switch that took place?
I knew that he came into my life, and he came into my life for one reason, to assist me to use his power, which I did not have, to help me control my emotions so that I could not be hurtful to this young lady, for me to become a better person. And I remember around that time, I was going to service Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, not on Friday, but Saturday night. And sometimes I would go to two or three Sunday services.
Now, this is before you knew Jesus?
This is after the incident when I became born again.
You were really hungry.
I was hungry, and I needed it. It was like therapeutic for me. And I still attend a Monday service, a Thursday, a Saturday, and at least one Sunday. But back then, even more, I needed more of the Word, more of the Lord, more of the guidance. Yes, sir.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, I can remember it was radical for me, too. I used to pick up the Bible, and I couldn't read it. And then after I got born again, suddenly I could read it. It was like it was in a foreign language than it was in the language I could understand.
Right.
So what are some of the things now in the short 10 months? And we'll have to come back and do a follow-up interview in the future,
right.
You know. But
right.
What's going on right now with you? What scriptures do you like? What are your thoughts?
I'll tell you, I've been to various churches, and I don't know if I can say it here, but I attend Calvary Chapel, right? And I have a lot of respect and admiration for Jim Gallagher. I think he teaches the Word right out of the Word,
yes.
Biblical, right out of the Bible. So I really enjoy learning the Bible, learning the lessons that come straight out of the Bible from Pastor Jim Gallagher. I like to read the Proverbs every morning. I could do straight better at reading my Bible daily. Again, I got to be honest, I'm not 100%, but I'm trying to work toward improvement and in the right direction and get my ethical and moral values based on Christianity, not so much worldly values. But it's a work in process. I think it's a lifelong endeavor. And you know, we have our ups and we have our downs, and there are challenges to being a Christian, especially a single Christian man has its challenges.
What do you feel those challenges are?
Well, I mean, it's challenging, you know. It's very hard dating a Christian woman. You know, it's not easy.
Can you turn that off, that machine?
Sorry. To be equally yoked, it's not easy. I mean, I think for a single middle-aged Christian man, it's not easy. It's challenging.
Well, I remember when I, believe it or not, I began living like a monk and attempted to live an ascetic lifestyle for the next years. And even my mother, who was alive then, said, you know, this isn't very healthy for a young man in his early 30s or 29 years of age. And there's a lot to deal with.
I'm going to make a comment on that. I am a Christian man, and I love the Christian value, but not everybody's going to be a pastor. Not everybody's going to be a minister. Not everybody's going to be a monk. And unlike you, I did not want that. I'm a man. I am attracted to women. I do not gauge in sexual immorality, but it doesn't mean that I cannot love and be attracted to a woman. But I definitely did not want to suppress myself. And there's nothing wrong with you doing it, but it was just not for me. So that's where some of the challenges come in.
Sure.
You know, courtship and dating a Christian woman. It's challenging for a Christian man, a middle-aged Christian man.
Well, I know Paul says in the Bible, he said, if you burn, then get married. And so maybe that'll be forthcoming.
But here's the thing. It's even very challenging to date. You know, it's challenging to date. Can I be totally honest here? Is that okay? I mean, I'm not trying to put the church down or Christianity, but there's an overemphasis. I could be wrong. On lustful behavior, lust of the flesh. Anything that you do with a woman is bad. It's not promoted. It's not good. I don't think there's anything wrong with a man dating a woman, putting his arms around a woman, being compassionate with a woman, showing affection. But there needs to be boundaries. And it has to be a Christian man with an ethical Christian woman. And if one of the two starts to pass those boundaries, the other one has to run away. But it's that unison where I see it's lacking big time in a lot of the churches.
And of course, now you're spending some time with a young lady who maybe has a little more time with the Lord than you. You're going to have to step up. It's a good thing you're going to all those classes,
yes.
Because you're going to have to step up and be the priest, because people think the number one job of a man is money. No, right. In the Bible. Right. The woman can go out and buy and sell property, etc. The man is to be the priest of the household. Now, I'm not saying this from an arrogant point of view. I'm not saying that I've got this down.
Right.
I'm just saying this is the ideal situation.
And you're correct. And here, look, I'm an honest guy, and I know my place in the church. And I associate with a young, well, she's not young, but middle-aged Christian woman. And that girl has been saved for 32 years.
Wow.
I haven't been even a year. And I realize, I tell her, you are my spiritual leader. She knows so much more about the Bible. And I tell her, look, I am your health and fitness coach, and I know my place in my life, in society. I am humble enough to follow her.
Good. Yes. Well, humility, the Bible says humility is before riches on our left. I tell you what, right now we're going to save this for my morning show. In the future, we'll come back and get an update on how you're progressing. How's that?
That sounds perfect. It's been a wonderful afternoon with you.
Bert Villa, and the name of his company, of course, is Fit for Life here in Vero Beach, Florida. And thank you very much for spending time with me. And I'm so tickled. Gave him a great big hug. He knows the Lord. That's the most important thing.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
Rev. Indian River Real Estate, LLC, is a hometown family company. Hi, I'm Josh Stahls. My wife, Mandy, and I have deep roots in this community and are blessed to be raising our two sons here. Growing up in Indian River County, I understand the changing market and love helping our clients find a place to call home. Mandy and I have the tools and experience to guide our clients to the closing. Helping clients feel confident in the buying and selling process is what we do. We can be found at Indian River Real Estate LLC.com or on Facebook.
Your faithfulness reaches to the sky. Your faithfulness endures time, and I won't be afraid whenever these troubles come around. Your love and grace, oh Lord, will come down. To the sky, your faithfulness endures time.